This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Republican leaders in the Missouri Senate reached an agreement on Wednesday on a scaled-back tax credit measure. It would cap historic preservation incentives at $75 million a year, create a new tax break for amateur sporting events in Missouri, and give a one-year extension to several charitable tax breaks. The agreement was added onto a bill that would place new guidelines on economic development officials who screen applicants for tax breaks in light of last year's MAMTEC controversy. It was sponsored by GOP Senator Jim Lemke of St. Louis County.
A number of senators came together because there just weren't that many vehicles out there and wanted to use this vehicle to get some reform. We saw an opportunity to take a small step forward, and that's what we did.
The bill now goes to the Missouri House with just two full days left in this year's legislative session. A Missouri state senator was being examined at a Jefferson City hospital after becoming lightheaded during a debate on education issues. Republican Senator Jane Cunningham of Chesterfield was driven to St. Mary's Health Center by her chief of staff Wednesday afternoon. The aide said Cunningham underwent tests in the emergency room Wednesday evening, then was admitted to the hospital and planned to stay overnight. Senator Rob Schaff, who is a family physician from St. Joseph, says Cunningham complained of being lightheaded but did not appear to have any more serious symptoms. Cunningham appeared to be conscious as she left the Capitol in a wheelchair. Language that would ban the creation of a Kansas Jayhawk specialty license plate in Missouri is on its way to Governor Jay Nixon. The state Senate on Wednesday passed a higher education bill that contained the anti-Jayhawk amendment, which had been added on by the House on Tuesday. GOP Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield sponsored the main bill and supported the amendment.
We have followed this since it was put on in the House, and it actually became more popular than anything else in the bill. People really want to get this done.
The amendment would require legislative approval for specially licensed plates that feature out-of-state colleges and universities. Its author, Democratic House member Stephen Weber of Columbia, says he'll work to reverse it if KU agrees to renew the border showdown with Mizzou. And a new report from the Rocky Mountain Climate Organization and the Natural Resources Defense Council shows that the frequency of severe storms across the Midwest has doubled over the past 50 years. Veronique LeCapra has the details from St. Louis.
The report analyzed precipitation data from more than 200 weather stations in 8 Midwestern states. It found that for the period from 1961 to 2011, the frequency of days with more than 3 inches of rain increased by upwards of 80% in both Illinois and Missouri. And Rocky Mountain Climate Organization President Stephen Saunders says all that heavy rainfall has meant more flooding.
Our study showed that the year with the most extreme storms in the Midwest was 2008. The second highest year was 1993. And as people who lived through those floods in the Midwest know, those were 2 years with the worst flooding the Midwest has had in more than 80 years.
Global models predict climate change will increase the frequency of major rainstorms. I'm Veronique LeCapra.
The Missouri Senate has passed a tax credit measure after hammering out an agreement between GOP leaders and fiscal conservatives who have been trying to rein in tax breaks for years. Marsha Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
The agreement would cap historic preservation tax credits at $75 million per year, give a one-year extension to food pantry and other charitable tax breaks, and create incentives to draw amateur sporting events to Missouri. Republican Eric Schmidt urged the Senate to pass it before time runs out on the regular session.
Again, it's not perfect. Not everything that you'd like to see that we've worked on over the past couple years is in all this. But again, it's an important first step for us to continue to move the ball forward.
The agreement was added onto a bill that seeks to impose new guidelines for handing out tax breaks in the aftermath of the MAMTEC failure that resulted in the town of Moberly taking a hit on its bond rating. It now goes to the Missouri House. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A state Senate candidate from St. Louis plans to fight a judge's decision removing her from the ballot because she doesn't live in the district. Missouri House member Jamila Nasheed has filed to challenge Senator Robin Wright Jones in the Democratic Party from the 5th Senate District. The 5th District was redrawn this year to take in part of the 4th District, although not the area where Nasheed lives. But Nasheed argues that because part of the 4th District was affected, she should be able to run in the 5th District. But St. Louis Circuit Judge Joan Moriarty rejected that argument on Wednesday. The judge said Nasheed's reasoning could allow candidates to run in multiple districts. Two Laclede County contractors stand accused of fraud after allegedly accepting insurance checks from 3 Joplin homeowners to repair tornado damage, but not doing the work. Missouri Attorney General's office says Jeffrey Wilson of Osage Beach and Gloria Diane Scholler of Springfield defrauded Joplin homeowners out of $38,000 after the deadly May 2011 tornado. Their Lebanon company is called Insurex LLC. The pair faces Jasper County charges of felony theft, unlawful merchandising practices, insurance fraud, and acting as unlicensed insurance adjusters. Scholler also faces a Laclede County charge of interfering with a civil investigation. Court records do not list attorneys for them. In an unrelated case, 7 Joplin residents and a Laclede County man were charged Wednesday with fraud over alleged improper requests for a disaster aid from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A Kansas City area Catholic priest accused of taking pornographic pictures of children wants to delay his trial by at least 2 months. The Reverend Sean Radigan's federal public defender filed a motion Wednesday seeking to have the June trial put off until late August. The motion says the defense recently received more than 1,000 pages of new material from prosecutors. Separately, the Jackson County prosecutor has charged the Catholic Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph and Bishop Robert Finn with failing to report Radigan to the state after learning of the pictures on his computer. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.